Okay, it's another morning. Everybody wake up. God has given us another day. All over the world. Come on. Brand new day.
Lord, I thank you, Andre Crouch and the Disciples, and I thank you for listening on this Thanksgiving, day after Thanksgiving, 11/28/2014. You're listening to Wall. I'm your host, Shelley Wiener. I'll be with you until noon. Then we'll have some noon headlines, and we'll have Sugar Shack for 2 hours, shaking your thing. Hope you enjoyed your holiday, and hope you've been thinking about thanks, because today's show is called Thank You, and it's just going to be all about songs about thank you. And we'll play a whole bunch of songs, all kinds of music, because here we have a theme every week, and if it sounds good, it is good. And so all kinds of songs of praise, and not necessarily, you know, like some people call it my hallelujah music, but just songs about thanking and gladness and praise. And and so I want to start off with actually with another piece of what some of my colleagues call my hallelujah music, but I don't care. It's Walter Hawkins and the Love Choir. Love Walter Hawkins, for those people who love your gospel music. And this song he brought me is, trying to remember, 2 Samuels. Well, I think of it that way, as bringing him out of the desert. But this song is, you know, he brought me a mighty long way. So thank you. Welcome to Wall to Wall.
Yeah. getting shorter every day. Oh, help me, Lord. Well, when old darkness is all around me, and when nothing seems to go my way, I'll just kneel and say, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for one more day.
Gospel humming, the Dixie Hummingbirds. Sorry about that. Dixie Hummingbirds, the 20th Century Masters. Thank you for one more day. Before that, Sly and the Family Stone. Thank you for letting me be myself again. From their anthology, Sly and the Family Stone. They had one of the best bass players in the business, whose name escapes me, of course. And we started out with Walter Hawkins and the Love Choir from Love Alive 5. He brought me. I love that. When she goes into that, look where he's brought me from, brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. Love it. I thank her for singing like that, and I thank you for listening. This is Wall to Wall with me, Shelley Wiener, and this is the day after Thanksgiving. So we're doing a whole show on the theme of thank you and all kinds of music. We don't discriminate here. So I wanted to keep going on the theme of praising and thanking and being glad. I feel like, as Shirley Caesar said, I just feel like praising him.
I feel like praising him. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Can I hear you sing it?
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord.
Dawn Upshaw singing, the great American soprano, just one of the great interpreters of modern music, always been a champion of 20th and 21st century music, and it's an unusual collaboration she did with Maria Schneider, who is a jazz composer and arranger, and a piece they did, they're accompanied by the Australian Chamber Orchestra. And it's a series of poems that were written. Now I'm going to feel a little stupid because now I can't remember his name. Ted. Okay. I'll be back with you about the author. He is from the Midwest. He went through cancer treatments probably 10, 15 years ago, and he was not allowed. Because of his treatments, was not allowed to walk outside in broad daylight because of the drugs would react with the sunlight and do him harm. So he had to take all of his usual walks at night. And he wrote a whole series of poems for a friend of his, and it was in a compilation called Winter Morning Walks. And you just heard a piece, I think it's just... It won a Grammy Award last year. It's one of the calmest, quietest, for the most part, quietest albums I've ever heard. That was the song Walking by Flashlight. And he wrote these poems, the author, Ted, I will find out in just a moment, basically, you know, to document what he was going through and also as a way of praising the fact that he was still around. Winter Morning Walks, that was Walking by Flashlight. Again, Dawn Upshaw, the great American lyric soprano, still sounding wonderful after all these years. Thank you, Dawn Upshaw. And the composition was it was composed and arranged by Maria Schneider, and that's the name of the CD, Winter Morning Walks. Couldn't say enough good things about it. And before that, you heard I Feel Like Praising Him, Shirley Caesar. And you are listening, thank you, because that's the theme of the show, thank you. And I want to praise you for listening. Also want to praise you if you will go and support WGXC at wgxc.org/donate. Can't say enough good things about the people who work here. Most of us are here at the station, are volunteers. Certainly the programmers are. We have staff. Could really use your help, and we would thank you in advance for anything that you could do. If you're a Don Upshaw fan, if you're an Offra fan, because I intend to play more Offra. As a matter of fact, if you're an Offra fan, I have a piece I'm going to play. I was going to play something else before, but I just decided I wanted to hear some beautiful voices. Not that, you know, Shirley Caesar hasn't got a great voice, but some of those classically trained voices. This is a piece by Jake Hagee, very much alive and well and living in San Francisco, who has written some very well-received operas. Dead Man Walking in 2000, which was his first opera, which is pretty amazing, which is now pretty much a staple of many opera companies. It's based on the movie Dead Man Walking. And then he recently, on PBS, you might have caught some of Moby Dick, which was pretty amazing staging and pretty amazing singing. And I think he's working on something else now, which no, escapes me. But Jake Hagee also started out writing songs. And songs for, generally for mezzos, because he's a very dear friend of one of my favorite singers, who's now retired, Friederike von Stada. And she also lives out in the San Francisco area. And so he started writing these songs. And he did a song cycle called At the Statue of Venus. I don't really know what the story is, but I do know it's a woman reminiscing about her life. And in this particular piece, which I think begins the song cycle, this thing called At the Statue of Venus, and the lyrics are by Terrence McNally, this is a memory piece about being a very lucky child and really thanking parents for treating this child very well. And it's sung by Susan Graham. This is probably from 2000, 2001, maybe later, but I think it's 2000, when she was doing, she premiered, played Sister Helen Prejean in the original premiere of the opera Dead Man Walking. So she and Jake Hagee know one another very well. And so, I mean, the lyrics are lovely, a little corny, but the singing is stupendous. And it's not because I'm a huge fan of Susan Graham's. It's just, again, like Don Upshaw, Susan Graham teaches us that it's not just a beautiful voice. She always says that, say what you mean to me, what you say, when she talks to students, when she does master classes. That's what Graham says, is that you can have the most beautiful voice in the world, but if you bring it to the stage and you have nothing to say, nobody wants to listen. She happens to have a beautiful voice, and she has something to say. So this is Susan Graham, accompanied by the composer, Jake Hagee, from a CD called Passing By, Songs by Jake Hagee. And this is the first song from a song cycle called At the Statue of Venus. I've played it before on my shows. It's called A Lucky Child. Again, Susan Graham is your singer.
At night we dream of love.
Well, two different ways of saying thank you and being grateful, which is the theme of our show today here at Wall to Wall. And you just heard He Brought Me Out, I think a very talented singer and preacher by the name of Wes Morgan from his CD called Look at Me Now. Love his voice. And before that, I stand corrected, that is a CD, I think, from 2008. It's called Passing By. The CD is called Passing By, songs by Jake Hagee. And that was Susan Graham singing the first song in a song cycle that's called At the Statue of Venus. That's a song title, song cycle's name, and that's called The Lucky Child. When she hits that high note at the end, it's a mezzo, by the way. Her voice is kind of high. I get a little goosebump, and it's the goosebump experiences that keep you saying thank you, so I can experience that. So I thank you for listening, too, by the way, and we thank you even more if you just remember that in this season, it would be nice for you to give a little money to wgxc.org/donate, and you can even sustain. You know, become a sustaining member and just give, you know, if whatever you can afford per month. And then at the end of the year, your accountant goes, look at that. You gave money. You know, props to you. And then we thank you and he thanks you and you'll thank the IRS or thank yourself because then you get a refund and all that kind of fun stuff. So, you know, just thinking about that. And, you know, it's just a matter of time when you just kind of remember that it's time to be grateful and to say thank you. That's what Andre Crouch says.
Till I see my master face to face.
Watch the twilight, midnight, morning and noon.
But I know for sure he's coming real soon.
Ooh, my, it's just a matter of time. Oh, my, it's just a matter of time.
Now you truly
believe.
Don't be afraid.
You see earthquakes and wars, maybe turning from the Lord.
Lift your head to the sky.
Your redemption comes at night.
Ooh, my, it's just a matter of time.
A matter of time.
Oh, my, it's just a matter of time.
Just a matter of time.
I'm so glad.
Oh my.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the Mass Choir of the Edwin Hawkins Music and Arts Seminar.
I'm not.
As they announced, that was Edward Hawkins and the Edward Hawkins Singers live in Atlanta. And that was He Got Up. Power. That's the power of his praise. And before that, another selection from Winter Morning Walks. Ted Kooser. Ted Kooser was the poet. Maria Schneider took some of his poems and set them to music, arranged them. And Don Upshaw sings it like nobody's business. My wife and I walk the cold road. He lives in Garland, Nebraska, and he was under cancer treatments. He could not go out in the sunshine to take his everyday long walk, so they walked at night during this year of treatment that he had, or 6 months of treatment. My wife and I walk the cold road, hoping for 30 more years together. Hallelujah. And before that, Andre Crouch from a great CD called Pray, It's Just a Matter of Time. And the time is about 55 minutes past the hour. You have been listening to Wall, where the theme today is Thank You, the day after Thanksgiving. And I want to thank you for listening. And I want you to think about all the things you're thankful for, of course. And give a little praise and a little thank you to whatever you're thankful for. And have a great weekend, and I will see you next week. Just remember, be grateful.